Good morning. My name is Michael McCusker. Nearly 30 years ago, on Thursday, January 22nd, 1987, I inaugurated this radio program with a cookbook by Seaside Kindergartners, a wonderful compendium of outlandish recipes by children who were very serious about the ingredients of their cakes, pies, hot dogs, and stews, which they presented to their parents as a Christmas gift a month earlier. I was very serious in my reading of the recipes, as though I were James Beard, also of Seaside, reading a book of his recipes. I received the book on loan from Julie Helberg, whose cousin received it from her daughter, Wendy Rush, who was a contributor. Quite a lot of listeners enjoyed the show, so as an anniversary present, I shall read the recipes again, which I printed in the March 1987 issue of the North Coast Times-Eagle. Perhaps some of the original contributors might be listening 30 years later. Those little five-year-olds became eligible for the presidency this past year. It is unfortunately that none of them seem to have campaigned. Kindergarten Cookbook, 1986. And I compiled the recipes. Mrs. Partridge's 1986 kindergarten class at Seaside Heights Elementary School in Seaside published a cookbook of personal recipes. The members of the class created the cookbook as a Christmas gift to their families. The copy from which the following recipes were taken was given by Wendy Rush to her mother. Choosing these few recipes over the others was difficult and reflected the taste of the editor, me, of the North Coast Times-Eagle. Start with cake. Recipe by Margot Meyer. 5 cherries, 5 cases of whipping cream, 1 large cup of sugar. Put all in a bowl and mix it up. Put it in a baking dish and bake at 5,000 degrees for 4 hours. Serves 5 to 6. Chocolate chip cookies. Bowl and utensils. 2 spoons of sugar. 1 teaspoon of salt. 2 bags of chocolate chips. 2 cups of flour. Mix and cook in an oven for half an hour at 350 degrees. Recipe by Katie Powell. Whitefish. 8 whitefish. 1/2 cup of butter. 1/4 cup of grease. Put the fish in a pan. Add butter and grease. Cook on the stove on low for 8 minutes. Recipe by Josh Walker. Oatmeal cookies. 2 cups of oatmeal. Put in a bowl and mix. Bake for 1 minute at 80 degrees. Recipe by Jake Casados. Chocolate cake. 2 cups of whipped cream. 1 package of strawberry cake. 2 cups of milk. 2 eggs. Mix it in a cup. Add some green beans and cook it for 3 minutes at 2 degrees. Recipe by Jesse Hovey. Pizza. 5 pepperoni. 4 mushrooms. 3 round meatballs. 1 cheese pizza. Mix with wooden spoon for 1 minute. Cook at 300 degrees for 1 hour. Recipe by Tiara Hooten. Pudding. 1 banana, cut up and heated. 4 strawberries, cut up and heated. 9 grapes, 1 cake, 4 gallons of milk, 1 gallon of water. Cook on high for 24 hours. Recipe by Tommy Walkinshaw. Tomato soup. 1 cup of cheese, red stuff, as much as is in the can. 1/2 cup of milk. Open the can. Put the red stuff in. Add the milk and put the pan on top of the oven at medium temperature. Put in a bowl when it's hot and add the cheese. And that recipe is by Nathan Patrick. Ice cream. 15 pounds of sugar. 5 quarts of milk. 5 dozen eggs. 3 packs of ice. 300 pounds of chocolate. Mix for 3 hours. Pour in a bowl. Recipe by Matthew Castropo. Strawberries. A little bit of cream. 2 strawberries. Mix the cream with the mixer. Mix the strawberries up. Cook it for 45 minutes and cook it at 3 degrees. Recipe by Chad Lee. Cherry pie. 4,300 cherries. Crust. 1 gallon of flour. 21 gallons of milk. Stir milk and flour in a very big bowl. Bake it at 25 degrees for 45 minutes. Recipe by Tiffany McDonald. Lemon pie. Crust. 2 cans of lemon stuff. Put in fridge for 1.5 hours. Eat after turkey dinner. Recipe by Ellie Smith. Fish saute. 2 cups of flour, 1 cup of chicken mix, 2 eggs, 1 trout, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 lemon, 2 cups milk. Dip the trout in chicken mix. Mix other ingredients in a bowl and then pour over trout. Let ferment for 12 years. After this, cook for one day at 200 degrees. It serves two. Recipe by Saul Dietz. Chicken. Put the stuffing in which is made of 1 onion and 8 cups of hard bread. Take the heart out of the chicken and then you hide the stuffing. Then you put it in the pan and put it in the oven. Put the temperature on 2 degrees and cook it for 5 minutes. And that recipe was by Heidi Sparks. Cake. 1 cup of sugar, 1 cup of milk, 1 egg, 5 cups of flour, 1 package of M&Ms, 1 cauliflower, 5 packs of marshmallows, 9 cups of butter, 7 cups of eggnog. Put all in a bowl all at once and bake at 500 degrees temperature for 6 hours. That recipe by John Meyer. Banana bread. 4 pieces of pizza, 1 apple, 5 bananas, 7 vines of grapes, 6 strawberries, 5 lemons, lots of crust, 40 gallons of milk. Stuff all together. Bake at 280 degrees for 71 minutes. Recipe by Ava Johnson. Melissa's chocolate chip cookies. 1 cup of chocolate, 2 eggs, 2 cups of flour, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 cup of water, 2 cups of sugar. Beat with an electric mixer for 1 hour. Bake at 375 degrees for 1 minute. And that recipe by Melissa Winstanley. Pumpkin pie. 3 cups of sugar, 5 pumpkins, 1 cup of milk, 5 cubes of butter. Mix it up in a big bowl and cook in the oven at 2 degrees for 4 minutes. Let it cool down. Put strawberries on it and eat it. Recipe by Mary Beal. Oatmeal. 1 teaspoon of milk, 1 half cup of chocolate, 11 coats, 5 olives, 6 cherries, 1 cup of Kool-Aid, 1 scoop of oatmeal, 1 bowl of popcorn. Cook it for 6 hours in an oven at 7 degrees. Recipe by Lynn Navarre. Cock-a-doodle-doo. 2 cups of flour, 3 cups of milk, 9 cups of milk, 1 teaspoon of pepper, 15 spinaches, 3 teaspoons of salt, 2 teaspoons of vinegar, 1 half teaspoon of sugar, 2 tomatoes, 9 cups of milk, and 3 cups of water. Stir them all together in the order they are numbered and put it in the oven for 25 minutes at 100 degrees. And that's a recipe by Eric Baker. Cherry pie. 10,000 cherries, 1 crust. Bake at 50 degrees for 30 minutes. Recipe by Jake Soller. Fruit salad. 10 apples, 5 bananas, 6 oranges, 9 salad. Mix with a spoon all in one bowl. Heat at 500 degrees. Recipe by Megan Moberg. Lemon pie. 5 bananas, 5 apples, 5 grapes. Put it in the oven and cook it for 5 hours at 2 degrees and put a pan on it. Put water on it and let it melt. Recipe by David Bargeron. Raspberries. Apple pie. Chocolate shake. Yeast. Raspberries. Milk. Ice cream. Put milk in, then put the ice cream in the yeast, apple pie, raspberries, and chocolate shake. Cook for 10 years at 600 degrees. Recipe by Josh Whitmore. Pie. 10 apples, 2 steaks, 1 pancake, 2 cups of milk, 2 cups of water, crust on the outside. Cook for 1 minute at 50 degrees. Recipe by Leslie Hardy. Brownies. 3 pounds of chocolate, 5 chocolate chips, 3 pounds of sugar, 2 eggs, 1 pound of flour, 5 cherries, 5 strawberries, 280 scoops of ice cream. Cook for 40 hours in the oven. After it is done, eat it all. Recipe by Jacob Robbins. Chocolate chip cookies. Milk, apples, cherries, all kinds of pies. Captain Crunch, punch, vanilla, chocolate, chocolate milk, fruit, flour. Put vanilla in first, then the chocolate, flour, fruit, punch, Captain Crunch, pies, cherries, apples, and milk. Bake for 85 minutes at 600 degrees. Recipe by Danny Bradley. Carrot stew. 42 carrots, 70 meat, 100 cups of water, 10 cups of salt, 100 potatoes. Slice and cut carrots. Put in meat and boil for 78 hours. Recipe by Megan McCarthy. Tomato soup. Ice cream. 100 tomatoes, 1,000 chickens, 2 gallons of water. Mix slowly for 10 hours. Cook at 100 degrees from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Recipe by Malia Brooks. Spaghetti. Get long, hard noodle sticks and put in an oven for 10 minutes at 400 degrees. Make meatballs by taking hamburger and rolling it. Cook in the oven with noodles. Take red tomato sauce and put in the oven for 5 minutes at 75 degrees. Take out of the oven and put it on the table. Recipe by Wendy Rush. ABC soup. 8 carrots, 10 peas, 7 pieces of celery, 1 cup of water. Stick all ingredients into the soup pan. Cook at 4 degrees for 8 minutes. And that recipe by Ben Langa. And hot dogs. 2 hot dogs, 1 bun. One bottle of catsup, 4 mushrooms. Fry hot dogs for 4 hours. Add catsup. And that recipe by Ara Schindler. And that was the Kindergarten Cookbook of 1986. Mrs. Partridge's Kindergarten Class. And now, Resolutions 217. And it's by me, so my disclaimer holds from all other disclaimers that I have made on this program for 30 years. Alexander Hamilton is attributed to saying about Aaron Burr when his Federalist Party preferred Burr over Thomas Jefferson in the deadlocked 1800 presidential election, "Mr. Burr is a man of boundless ambition, unencumbered by conscience or morals. It needs no special evidence. Mr. Burr's entire career cried out. He is bankrupt in character, and I have warned my party that if they elect him president, he will personally profit from his high office by the plunder of the country. He would disgrace us abroad and ruin us at home." These words probably led to Hamilton's fatal duel with Burr 4 years later in 1804. Yet they have a resounding echo by describing President-elect Donald Trump. And if that is not enough, Homer, in the Iliad, captures the essence of Trump nearly 3,000 years ago, as written by historian Will Durant. "He can hardly speak without lying, nor act without treachery." It is virtually a truth become a maxim that even before he is sworn into the presidency, that Trump will be the worst and most corrupt president in our history. And unfortunately, he might prove to be the most dangerous, a temperamental megalomaniac with his tiny hands on the nuclear trigger. Trump seems to think he has ascended to being the godfather of the billionaire class on the backs of the dispossessed he has already betrayed. And he is ready to play his biggest con yet, which involves the U.S. Treasury. It is not only a new year, but might well be an entirely new epoch in only a few weeks. Prospects for 2017 seem rather bleak. Trump seems to have started a trend among right-wing despotic types elbowing for leadership all over the world. Pundits are already suggesting an international political and cultural reversion back to 1939, the year World War II started. So perhaps we might forego the unthinkable and be steadfast in the knowledge that there are ways already ingrained in constitutional democracy to maintain our rights as humans and citizens, this side of revolution or assassination. You never know how far you have come until you are about to lose it. What we are about to lose is not only the hard-won progress of human liberties, but the prospect of how much further we have yet to go as a liberated people is about to be stifled, and only a united and determined citizenry will break through the roadblock. A set of New Year's resolutions might stiffen citizen resolve. First on the list might be a resolution to re-educate yourself and critically examine the fundamentals and history of human rights. Resolve, pardon me, to refuse fables of racial and national supremacy might be the next resolution. Resolve to stand firm against a despotic attempt to reinstate a neo-despotic patriarchy. Resolve to refute current notions that the opposition does not have the right to exist. Resolve to assist holding together a society threatened with dissolving into disorder and inequality by Yankee Doodle apartheid. Resolve that if chaos and disorder devolve upon society by bigoted cleansing campaigns to retain democracy in the home and in the neighborhood and community. Resolve to not allow and to personally intercede when the essentials of democratic life are threatened. Remember, we have the absolute right to defend our rights. Resolve to understand implicitly that a majority begins with one and flows outward. Resolve to resist one party and or one religion rule in this overwhelmingly multicultural nation, which would destroy democracy more surely than the cancer of onerous economic inequality. Resolve to return the term populist to its rightful definition of the people, which has been tarnished and soiled by right-wing absolutists who wish to eradicate governance by the people. And simultaneously, resolve to remove the elitist stigma of the term progressive. Resolve to defeat tyranny masked within democracy. Resolve to bear witness to local oppression. Resolve to not be bullied by even the most dangerous and spiteful. Resolve to personally stick up for the rights and persons of those prejudiced against. Resolve to resist the so-called security state that protects the ruling class by suppressing the rights of the people. Resolve to resist a registry of Muslims or any other religion, race, minority, or opposition. Resolve to show up at protests against the hijacking of democratic government. Write letters, send emails, tweet, and speak out whenever and wherever necessary. Resolve to donate and participate in progressive causes. Work in campaigns for local, state, and national progressive candidates. Resolve to keep your head and convictions when others might temporize their own. Resolve to not be pushed around by bullies who think they have a mandate to sow and reap fear. Resolve to refute petty demagogues who will try to shout you down. Resolve to resist or shake off complacency. This is no time for it. Resolve to organize against the anti-democratic purge of not only the external forms of democracy, but also the explicit deterioration of its substance. Resolve to resist the resurgence of the nuclear arms race. We are past that insanity. Resolve to resist government and corporate oppression at work. Revive unions. Resolve to resist government control of information and suppression of a free press or any other form of speech, thought, or media. Never forget that the First Amendment is the real guardian of all the other rights and liberties guaranteed by constitutional government. Resolve to resist privatization of education. Public education preserves democracy. Resolve to resist denial of women's rights and equality. Male superiority is a sick joke. Resolve to fight for women's reproductive rights and resist attempts to abolish Roe versus Wade. Half the human race subjugating the reproductive half is ridiculously counterproductive. Resolve to resist racial, sexual, and ethnic slurs and attacks against anybody. Resolve to not remain silent when someone spouts racist, sexual, or ethnic remarks. Resolve to resist attempts to abolish environmental standards and fight to increase them for the health and preservation of our descendants and the world they will inhabit. Resolve to resist climate change denial and those who speciously espouse that denial. Resolve to ardently support affordable and competent health care for everybody. Resolve to support gun control and restraints upon those who may possess firearms, especially open carry laws and posse comitatus style militia armament. Resolve to demand restraints upon upper class wealth accumulation. Resolve to insist on limits of corporate influence over laws and politics. Resolve to uphold fair laws and resist unjust and prejudicial laws. Resolve to support campaigns for Trump's impeachment. Resolve to hold Trump statutorily accountable for all of the lies he told in his campaign and since the election, and will most obviously and more infamously continue as president. resolve, in addition, to demand investigation of Russian connivance in the presidential election on behalf of Trump as the Siberian candidate. And in addition, in the name of fairness, discourage covert American interference in elections around the world. Resolve to help reform the Democratic Party to its essential roots by participating in local party affairs, as well as standing up to the Republican Party's pernicious and unworthy obsession for power. Resolve that Oregon, as a blue state on the upper left edge of the lower 48, act as a bastion of democratic liberties despite the presence of ravaging right-wing militias. Resolve to refuse to normalize Trump's coup d'etat presidency. The suddenly popular term normalization might already qualify for the Oxford Dictionary's Word of the Year for 2017, just as the Trump-inspired word post-truth has been designated 2016's Word of the Year. Resolve to support public media through active and financial participation, and also be persistently insistent that commercial radio meet its responsibilities on the public airwaves. Resolve to passionately keep the promise of Abraham Lincoln at Gettysburg that we are a sovereignty of the people, by the people, and for the people. Resolve that this is not a time to quail or cavil. Futures of descendants and possibly planet are at stake. Franklin Roosevelt said at his first inauguration in 1933 that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Do not be afraid of being afraid. We are entering a fearful time. Resolve to utilize your very warranted fear as soldiers do in a war, to desperately fight for life and liberty as our revolutionary ancestors fought to create freedom down to the last generation. And that was a few possible resolutions for the upcoming year of 2017. And as I said, they're my opinions, and perhaps my opinions only, but I certainly hope not. And I'm certain they are not. And Jim Dott usually sends a poem every year, and this year's poem is Salmon. The forest calls in the debt of the seas. She looses gleaming roe in her red. He spills milt in the pool beneath down trees. Forest is resown with their carcasses thread. You orange orbs nestled in scooped gravel, may your water be clear, rich in oxygen. Some will smother, others' beds unravel. Lucky ones become finned eggs, you olivine. Then seas whisper within the rain, come now, you fry, you par, you smolt, come now, downstream. Levees assessed, kingfisher waits on his bow, heron stalks, will enough still stitch the seam? Sea and forest, no drives to dress as mammon, exchange their wealth through rain, rivers, salmon. And that was Salmon by Jim Dott, December 2016. And the card he sent me was accompanied with a salmon painting by his daughter, Maylee Robin Dott. And as epilogue, this has been Michael McCusker. I dedicate this last program of 2016 to friends who have died this past year. Ann Goldine, Rick Vranya, Rick Bartow, Henry Caskell, Aka Smokey, John Painter, and two friends I was with in Vietnam 50 years ago in 1966, who both died this year, Ira Stephen Russell and Gary Gaspard. I would like to end with Leonard Cohen, who also died recently, from his last album, You Want It Darker, which he completed just before his death. My sister gave it to me for Christmas, along with Noam Chomsky's latest book, Who Rules the World? Steer Your Way by Leonard Cohen. Steer your way through the ruins of the altar and the mall. Steer your way through the fables of creation and the fall. Steer your way past the palaces that rise above the rot, year by year, month by month, day by day, thought by thought.